Welcome back to Omnia Talks. I'm Ryan, and today we're going to be exploring one of the most sacred journeys of the soul, healing the inner child. Because until we embrace the parts of ourselves we've learned to bury, we'll keep reliving the same stories that broke us. But when we love what we once abandoned, we begin to truly remember who we are. Today we'll explore the sacred path of shadow work and forgiveness, not as a destination, but as a return. Because when we finally meet the parts of yourself you once rejected, you begin to understand healing isn't about becoming someone new. It's about remembering who you've always been. So take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's begin the journey home to your inner child. Somewhere deep inside you, beneath the noise, the roles, and the expectation, there's still parts of you that still remember how to feel. The child who once dreamed, who once trusted, who once loved without fear, before life got loud, before the pain, the disappointment, and the mask. That child never disappeared. They just learned to hide. But healing, true healing, begins the moment we decide to stop running. We turn inwards and meet them again. When we're young, you know, we learn quickly what parts of us are safe to show and which parts cause rejection, anger, or shame. So we start editing ourselves. We shrink. We smile when we want to cry. We say, "I'm fine," when we're breaking inside. And little by little, we begin to mistake survival for identity. We start building walls instead of roots. We mask instead of mirrors. And without realizing it, we trade authenticity for acceptance. But here's the thing. Whatever you bury alive stays alive. The sadness, the rage, the longing. It doesn't disappear. It waits. It shows up in your body as tension, in your relationships as distance, in your life as patterns that keep repeating. You think it's the world rejecting you, but really, it's a reflection of the parts you still longing to be seen. So every time that you get triggered, it's not weakness, it's communication. It's your inner child saying, "Hey, I'm still here. I need your love, not your judgment." And that's what makes this work so sacred. It's not about fixing your wounds, it's about finally listening to them. Because those parts of you that you've called too emotional, too much, too sensitive, they are actually doorways. They lead you back to your truth. They lead you back home. So the moment that you stop running from your pain, you stop being controlled by it. You begin to see that every wound holds wisdom. Every shadow contains light. Every heartbreak was really your soul trying to get your attention. So healing isn't about a process of adding. It's a process of remembering. It's peeling back every layer that isn't love until all that's left is you. Real, raw, and radiant. And maybe that's what the inner child has been trying to tell us all along. You don't have to become anything. You just have to remember who you are. And that brings me to my own reflection. I remember a moment so clearly. It wasn't loud. It was quiet. One of those days where everything feels heavy, but you can't really point to why. Someone had said something small, a comment, a tone, and I felt this wave of emotion rise up out of nowhere. It didn't make any sense, but when I sat with it, when I let myself feel instead of run, I realized it wasn't about what was happening right now at all. It was something that was old, a memory that lived in my body, an echo of a little boy who didn't feel seen. A boy who learned that being strong, being good, being impressive was the only way to be loved. And that hit me hard because I saw how much of my life has been built around that wound. Trying to prove, trying to please, to earn my worth. Even when I said I was over it, the pattern still whispered. Underneath everything I realized, I wasn't chasing success. I was chasing validation. I wasn't striving for love. I was still trying to deserve it. And the truth is, That little boy never needed to be fixed or perfected. He just needed to be held, to be told, you don't have to earn love because you are love. That's when I understood what inner child healing really means. It's not about changing who you are. It's about remembering the innocence you buried when you thought becoming yourself wasn't enough. It's about returning to that moment, placing your arms around that younger version of you, and whispering, I see you. I love you. You can rest now. Because when you finally hold that child with compassion, something shifts deep inside. The world softens, the striving stops, and for the first time, you start to feel whole again. You see, when most people hear the word shadow, they think of darkness, of something dangerous, or just something to avoid. But the shadow isn't the enemy. It's the part of you that learned to survive when the light went out. The shadow carries everything you thought you had to hide to be loved. It's your unspoken fears, your unmet needs, your hidden jealousy, your buried guilt, your repressed sadness. It's all the pieces that you pushed away because somewhere along the line, you thought that you were wrong. But the truth is, those parts aren't wrong. They're just wounded love. See, when you were a child, every emotion that you felt was pure energy, raw, honest, and real. But when the world told you, don't cry, don't be angry, don't be too sensitive, you learned that authenticity wasn't really safe. So you tucked it away, deep inside your subconscious. And that's where the shadow was born. But here's the secret most people miss. The shadow doesn't exist to just punish you. It exists to protect you. It holds the pain so that you can keep moving through the world. It says, don't worry. I'll carry this until you're ready to feel it. And when that pain resurfaces years later, you're going to see it in your relationships, in your fears, in your moments of self-sabotage. But at the end of the day, that's not failure. That's your soul saying, it's safe now. You're strong enough to face this. The work of healing isn't destroying the shadow. It's integrating it. It's saying to your own pain, I see why you did what you did. I see how you were trying to protect me. That's what radical acceptance is. Not conditioning the hurt, but understanding the story underneath it. Because the parts of yourself that act out of the parts that overthink, overgive, or overdefend, they were born out of love too. Twisted by fear maybe, but rooted in a desire to be safe. When you finally sit with your shadow without judgment, something incredible happens. The darkness starts to soften. The heaviness begins to dissolve. You realize that what you have been running from wasn't your enemy. It was your protector. And as you bring those pieces home, you begin to remember your wholeness again. You begin to live with a kind of peace that doesn't come from perfection, but presence. Because what you resist persist. But what you love transforms. And if you're listening right now, I invite you to look at the places in yourself that feel uncomfortable. The anger, the shame, the jealousy, the fear. Instead of pushing them away, start saying, I see you. I understand why you are here. Thank you for trying to keep me safe. That single act of compassion is the moment your shadow begins to heal. That's the moment your inner child starts to feel safe again. Because shadow work is really just love work. Learning to love the parts of yourself you once exiled. And when you can love those parts, you no longer live divided. You live whole. You live free. You see, forgiveness is probably one of the hardest things the soul is ever asked to do. Because it requires us to let go of the illusion that holds that we're holding on gives us power. But the truth is, resentment doesn't protect you. It just keeps you tied to what broke you. It's like drinking poison and waiting for somebody else to feel it. And yet, I get it. Forgiveness can feel impossible when the pain runs deep. When you were betrayed, abandoned, or made to feel less than human. When you gave everything and were met with silence, rejection. Your heart builds walls, your body holds the memory, and your mind replays the story over and over, trying to make sense of what never will. But forgiveness isn't about saying, it's okay. It's about saying, I refuse to carry this anymore. Because at some point, the pain stops being about what happened. It starts being about what you keep repeating to yourself. You can't change the past, but you can stop letting it shape who you are right now. When you forgive, you take back your energy. You reclaim your freedom. You become the one who decides what lives in your heart. And sometimes the hardest person to forgive is you. For staying too long. For not knowing better. For loving people who couldn't meet you where you were at. For betraying your own boundaries in the name of love. But please, be gentle with yourself. You didn't know what you knew how to do to survive. You were doing your best with the awareness that you had at the time. And that's enough. When you forgive yourself, you're telling your inner child, you're no longer to blame for what you couldn't control. You're giving yourself permission to grow, to soften, and to start again. That's the moment that compassion walks in. That's the moment healing begins. And here's the beauty. Your forgiveness doesn't stop with you. When you heal your heart, you heal the hearts that came before you. You free your lineage from patterns of silence, guilt, and shame. You rewrite the story of your bloodline. And in doing so, you plant new seeds for those who will come after. Your peace ripples outwards, touching those around you, softening the energy of every room that you enter. Because a heart that has learned to forgive radiates freedom. Forgiveness is not the end of the journey. It's a doorway to love. It's the moment your soul says, I'm done reliving my pain. I'm ready to live in my truth. And in that surrender, something divine happens. The weight lifts, the breath deepens, and the light returns. You stop fighting the world. You stop fighting yourself. And that when what's left is peace. For the longest time, I confused forgiveness with surrender. I thought that if I forgave, it meant that I was okay with what happened. That it somehow erased the pain or made the past acceptable. But what I have come to learn is that forgiveness isn't about pretending it didn't hurt. It's about no longer letting that hurt define you. Because holding on doesn't protect you. It poisons you. You think you're holding them accountable, but really you're holding yourself hostage. You replay the story, the betrayal, the disappointment, hoping that maybe if you understand it enough, you can make peace with it. But peace doesn't come from replaying. It comes from releasing. When you finally let go, I didn't do it because they deserved forgiveness. I did it because I deserve peace. There was this moment where I just sat in silence and I said to myself, I don't want to carry this anymore. And it wasn't a big dramatic thing. It was subtle, quiet, but I felt something shift, almost like the chains around my heart loosened. Like I could finally breathe again. Not the shallow breath of survival, but the deep breath of freedom. And that's when I realized forgiveness is a form of self-love. It's the soul saying, I choose to heal, even when they never say sorry, because sometimes you'll never get that apology. Sometimes they'll never understand what they did. But your healing doesn't depend on their awareness. It depends on your willingness to rise beyond the wound. Forgiveness is not the end of the story. It's the beginning of your liberation. When I finally forgave, I truly forgave the past that didn't, the past just didn't disappear, but its power over me did. The anger stopped echoing in my heart. The pain stopped dictating my choices. And what replaced it was compassion. Not because what happened was right, but because I could finally see the humanity in it, the brokenness in others that mirrored my own. And I think that's what real healing is. It's not perfection, not erasing, but transforming pain into understanding, into peace. That's what forgiveness gave me. Not closure, but freedom. Not forgetting, but remembering myself beyond the wound. Every time that you heal a piece of yourself, you heal a piece of humanity. Because consciousness is connected at the end of the day. Your light touches mine, and mine touches yours. You know, we are not separate wave. We are one ocean, remembering itself. Every act of forgiveness, every tear released, every moment you choose love over fear, it sends a vibration into the field around us. That energy moves through your family, your relationships, your community, and it begins to shift the collective frequency. This is how real change happens. Not through control, not through force, but through energy. Through the quiet power of hearts that return to love. When you stop projecting your pain, you stop feeding every system that thrives on division. When you stop needing to be right, you make the room to understand. And when you lead with compassion instead of fear, you remind others that it's safe to do the same. The world doesn't just change through dominance or debating. It changes through presence, through the way that you walk into a room, through the way that you listen, through the way that you see someone else's soul instead of their story. Because when you embody peace, you become the mirror that helps others remember what peace feels like. When you choose love, your inner child, you're not just healing your past, you're creating a new future. You are sending a message into the human field. It's safe to love again. It's safe to feel. It is safe to be whole. And that is how the collective begins to heal. Not in one great big revolution, but in a million small awakenings, one heart at a time, one breath at a time. One forgiveness at a time. The truth is, the collective is not out there. It's here. In the choices that you make, the energy you bring, the love that you offer, you are the microism of the universe, a living cell within the body of creation. When you heal, the universe feels it. When you remember who you are, the entirety of the collective feel brightens. And maybe that's the greatest act of service you'll ever give. Not fixing the world, but becoming the love the world forgot. Because your healing is not selfish. It's sacred. It's how God heals through you. Through your willingness to see, to forgive, to love again. So let this be a reminder. Your inner work is world work. Your peace is activism. Your forgiveness is revolution. And your love is how we awaken the whole. So as we close today's conversation, remember this. The child within was never broken, only waiting to be held. Every shadow that you face holds a fragment of light, and every tear that you shed waters the soil of your becoming. Forgiveness is not weakness, it's freedom. It's the moment that you stop reliving your pain and start reclaiming it. So tonight, whisper to your inner child, I see you. I love you. You're safe now because healing the self is how we heal the world. Thank you for tuning in to Omnia Talks. Until next time, keep listening, keep loving, and keep becoming whole. I guess I want to say thank you guys for tuning in once again. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode today. We're going to be coming back with another one real soon. But yeah, if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to reach out to me. I'm more than happy to help. So yeah, if you guys did like this message and you find it inspiring, share it with somebody. Share it with the family, friend, whoever. I would really appreciate it. But yeah, till next time, guys. Have a good one. Peace out.